Item number two is an application for closing of part of the public lane east of La Poque Drive.
Great job, Leland.
Avenue Ducharme. For incorporation into DAS set 27 of 2011 under file DAC 18 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items. Item will be heard at the same time, namely item three, which is an application for zoning subdivision for the Port Drive East properties under file DAS set 27 of 2011.
Would the applicant please step forward?
There's only two people here on this item?
Yep.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Mike O'Shaughnessy, 108 212 Watson Street in Winnipeg.
Welcome.
Probably make this fairly quick. There's only two people here on this matter.
And the other one is an employee of the applicant.
Right. So I'm assuming he's just here in support.
He is.
And he's not going to have anything to say.
He has nothing to say. And I have nothing to say except I would like to, from him or somebody, the planner, get there's a couple of things I don't understand. Only for clarification. We're not asking for any changes to anything. But if there's, if you got a minute, I would like to ask three questions.
Please do.
Thank you. One is, they're all in the ACG report. Clause 2 asks the developer to construct and install wastewater and water building services. I've never seen that wording before, water building services. What would that be?
Service connections.
Oh, service connections, okay, because it's already in the street.
Yeah.
This would just be connections, okay. Second one is on item 6. The developer shall at no expense to the city construct a hammerhead-style turnaround with a minimum 12-meter center line radius. The piece of land we're talking about is only 6 meters wide.
Yeah, that's okay. What it means, sorry, through you,
yes,
Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Tim. If a
fire department vehicle comes into the cul-de-sac like this, then when they go to back into that space to turn around, that radius just be a 12-meter center line, which should be achievable, or will achieve the best we can.
So we're not talking about the width
being
24 meters. Okay.
We're talking about the radius of the turn.
Okay, good.
Goes in there.
And the land dedication is well explained and covered. On item 13D, the developer would be installing improvements into the PR1 zoned areas, and it says the city is responsible to reimburse the value of the works undertaken within the larger parks parcel. Is there any way that could say have some kind of a understanding, if not written in, of a time on this? Like, was it within a year or a week or? It's not the developer's property.
Yeah.
It's much more convenient for all for the developer to do the installations.
Yeah.
But when he would be repaid.
I think, Kim, you probably the repayment would come from the following year's capital budget process. We put the money in the capital budget.
Which is fine.
Developer paybacks. I don't think we need to get into that language in here. That's the standard.
The understanding it's on record, if it's to be within, if not the year of installation, within the following year. If it's installed in 2012, if it's sometime before the end of 2013, that's fine. It's just, or longer, if it takes longer to do a zoning agreement, you know, a development agreement. That's fine. As long as the understanding
we can't say when it's going to be repaid.
It's not one of those things where the city will endeavor. It's the city will pay back.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Just a couple of quick things here. On the issue of like the walkway and the number of lots and the potential for a variance going down, this is being looked at as a 7-lot subdivision with the potential hanging out there for a variance down the road. I'm of the personal belief that the walkway should be a bit wider, and I'm not going to get into it here tonight, but I will say this, that I've talked with the planner about options on this, that if you wanted to, and I believe it makes it more attractive and probably more marketable and brings a little bit more value if you can make these lots a little bit bigger. You get more money out of the 7 or the 6 lots going on the, back out towards La Poque Drive. and widen the walkway out a little bit, gets rid of your desire to go for a variance down the road. I think it makes the whole thing look better. I personally, when I deal with these, if I have a say at the beginning of it, I go with a much wider opening. I think these narrow openings tend to be places where you get graffiti on the two walls of fences on the side of them, and there are also a little bit of security issues with them that happen. Just comment for some consideration as you go forward, and maybe with working with the planner, you can. Robert has told me they're able to rejig the lots a little bit.
Well, in my day, when you went through to go to a park or to a school, whatever, you laid a sidewalk 4 feet wide,
yeah.
And the people's fences were right.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing was about 5 feet wide, and you could get a bobcat through, but the city never plowed them from snow. It's now 20 feet wide, and it's the first I've seen of it. I mean, the whole idea of the hammerhead turnaround even is the cul-de-sac meets all the city's requirements. There's 800 cul-de-sacs in the city all this wide, and the fire trucks go into all of them. So, but this one needs something special. No, we're not questioning at all, but this is what I can't speak.
You want me to do it right now?
I can't speak beyond the report.
Mike, do you want me to do it
developer.
Right now?
I can't speak for the developer beyond what is here.
I just want to
I don't
make
own
sure.
a piece of the company, so I'll just let it go.
I just want to make sure that you heard what I'm saying, that rather than ending up with two skinny little lots on the end there, I think there's way better value, and it keeps the neighborhood looking way better if you make those six lots a little bit bigger and the walkway a little bit bigger. But I'm not going to make it a condition.
So you'd skim a few feet off the seventh lot and distribute them over the walkway and the other six. So you have seven, what you have here, seven lots, not eight.
And you sell them on front foot anyway, Mike. You know, the more attractive the lot, the better a front foot price.
My only thing here, and like I say, I can't speak for the he is a developer builder.
Yeah.
So if he builds one less house, he makes one less unit of profit. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining. It's nothing that came up. It's nothing I've been authorized to talk about. So you're in control.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I'm prepared to deal with this if there's nobody else here. I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor, contrary, carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.